The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Legal stuff!
Crime. Punishment. Judges. Legal stuff.
Joining us in studio from the WIBC newsroom, Donnie Burgess. Donnie is our dedicated reporter covering the Delphi trial. So we've got some potential news about cameras in the courtroom here.
Yeah, we have the first media outlet that tried and failed to get permission to broadcast the trial May 13th. Our very own news gathering partners, Wish TV, and they were denied today by Judge Fran Gull. They were shown the door, so Wish will not be able, as of now, to broadcast the trial, which is something that a lot of media saw coming. This is within the wheelhouse of the judge, and yeah, they were the first to try.
Now, this isn't some blanket decision that the judge hands down, right? It has to go a media outlet by outlet basis.
Yeah. So each media outlet will file their own motions, and they'll try, and most likely, I was told by Judge Gall's staff at least 2 weeks ago that she's most likely going to deny every single request.
Because the law in Indiana changed recently, right, to where there were up to the judge. Cameras were allowed in courtrooms.
Yes.
It's totally up to the judge. It wasn't always that way, was it?
No, and Judge Gall was a part of the pilot program that tested that out to see how it would work. She was a part of that program, but, you know, apparently that is she's not in favor right now.
What do you think, man? So it doesn't look like there's going to be cameras in the courtroom, Hammer. I know that I think you wanted it. I kind of am on the side of, like, I don't want this thing turning into an OJ circus type of deal. You know what I mean?
Right. I want full transparency. So if you can't put cameras in the courtroom, then I want reporters that are allowed to cover it with their phones in the courtroom. Like, I want live tweets. I want live updates, because my fear is that the public is not going to get all of the information we desire. And if something kind of flies under the radar or even covered up, now we've got a whole mess, because it's important to me to make sure this trial is fully transparent and the legal system runs its course.
And what you just said happened on March 18th. All throughout the day, there were misquotes and inaccuracies and inaccurate descriptions of what was happening in the courtroom that day. And those things trickled out all throughout the day because no one was able to broadcast it. There were not complete up-to-date details being released.
Wow.
And so we all had to wait until reporters got back to their cars, because they couldn't take electronics in with them.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes. So, and that's the thing. Like, the judge's staff told me that she's basing this off of, well, I don't want to show the jury or the witnesses on TV and the Carroll County Courthouse. It's just too small to fit everybody in there. But this is what we're talking about. We're talking about inaccuracies and everything for a case of this magnitude, where this is what's going to happen.
And let's be honest, there are already a lot of conspiracy theories, questions about what's going on. Is this the right person? Does the judge have a vendetta against the defense? The defense team, you know, they don't want the judge to be part of this. There's bad blood there. So that's why I think this has to be transparent, to show the masses, hey, we had a fair trial. All of the information was rolled out there. You guys heard it the same way the jury did. And now we can move on.
And there's it's possible that something could happen. But I mean, look at some other major case. Another major case right now is the case of Brian Koberger, who's accused of murdering four students at the University of Idaho, I believe. Judge in that case is going to allow the courtroom to live stream that trial. So they're taking a hands-on approach, and they're going to at least make that available.
So it's like a pool kind of feed, where everybody can pull from the court.
There's so many options. There's so many things you could do, so many ins and outs, options A, B, and C, but instead we're just shutting off completely.
And you can still do that while protecting the identity of the jury. You don't have to show the jury per se, and you don't have to put microphones near the jury so somebody would recognize a voice even.
Yeah, and they, and it's just going to lead to further, just a further cluster of the courthouse that day, because only two entrances are going to be open, one for Richard Allen and one for the rest of us. So you're going to have this gigantic dog pile of people 3 hours in advance. That's how long people have been lining up before this. And then you just won't hear anything until the evening. And it's really unfortunate.
And the judge still has more to rule on, doesn't she?
Yes.
Before the start of the trial?
So I believe by May 1st is when she should make that decision on whether or not attorneys Baldwin and Rosie will be held in contempt. Even if they are held in contempt, one of the options is they could be removed from the case, but I think that one is pretty much off the table at this point. They may be looking at a fine or something like that if she decides to hold them in contempt. But that's where we are right now.
And now we wait to see if any other media outlet gets approved or denied, right?
Yeah, and it's important to note that this isn't like no media can show up, because we can. Reporters can go in there and cover this. Like I said, you just have to sit and wait for the entire day to find out what happened. So people will be allowed. We will be allowed inside, but until then, no cameras, no broadcasting.
Where can we get more coverage?
WIBC.com.
Donnie Burgess from the WIBC Newsroom. Donnie, great job.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thank you.